This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Crews are trying to establish a containment line between two very large wildfires northwest of Denver. The East Troublesome Fire has jumped over the Continental Divide in Rocky Mountain National Park. It's burning toward the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins. Thousands of homes are being evacuated in Grand Lake and other areas near the East Troublesome Fire. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the town of Granby remains on pre-evacuation status.
To extreme fire behavior this afternoon.
While I interviewed evacuee Jennifer Seifert, she received yet another code red alert on her phone. Seifert says she finally bought her dream home in Granby last year. As far as she knows, it's still standing, but her roommate had just left after attempting last-minute measures to protect the house.
He spent the night there last night, heard explosions. He thought that it was thunder, and it was actually people's propane tanks exploding and houses burning up.
Seifert is staying at a hotel that's serving as an emergency shelter for some evacuees. It's unclear how many homes have been lost in the quickly spreading fire. The blaze has also prompted evacuations in parts of Estes Park. In Winter Park, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
We will have a live update from CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas in 10 minutes on the Colorado wildfires. A new app from the State Health Department aims to slow the spread of coronavirus. It's an exposure notification system for sharing anonymous data over Bluetooth. Users who test positive can alert people that they've come in contact with via the app. Health Department spokeswoman Sarah Thunberg says the rollout was delayed to collaborate with officials in every county.
We needed to ensure that the strategy we used worked for everybody, and it was worth making sure we did that so we didn't accidentally mess it up.
Thunberg says opting in is voluntary. The app launches this Sunday for Apple and Android phones across Colorado. Coming up on the program, a Yale law and history professor talks about potential court reforms some progressives support. Donald Trump and Joe Biden tonight at 7 o'clock in their second and final presidential debate. You can hear it again at 7 o'clock here on CPR News.